Detroit wins competition to vie as site for 1972 Summer Olympic Games. WKNR Contact News. For WKNR Keener 13, this is John Maher reporting. The U.S. Olympic Committee again has designated Detroit as the U.S. city to bid for the Summer Olympics of 1972. Salt Lake City was named to present the bid for the Winter Olympics of that year. The two cities won approval by a majority vote of the 42 Olympic Committee members present at the group's meeting today in Chicago. Detroit and Salt Lake City will present their bids before the International Olympic Committee next April in Rome. Common Council President Ed Carey, when asked by WKNR News what the next step would be, commented,
"I think probably now what the mayor will do is to organize the nominees to his Olympic Committee and get them active in the various fields that is necessary to make the kind of a presentation that ought to be made to win the nod for the Olympics itself. I think the first step that's just been completed is a step in a winning direction, but there's a lot to be done yet."
This is the eighth time Detroit has carried the U.S. bid. Its seven previous tries before the International Committee were unsuccessful. Detroit was beaten out by Mexico City for the 1968 Summer Olympics. Michigan Democratic Senator Philip Hart was at the University of Detroit today to address a workshop on the education of children in desegregated schools. Senator Hart's colleague, Senator Pat McNamara, comes up for election this year. WKNR News asked Hart about reports that McNamara is about to retire.
"As far as I know, if the senior senator will remain the senior senator until further notice."
As for the primary battle between two possible candidates for the Democratic senatorial nomination, Mayor Kavanaugh of Detroit and former Governor G. Menon Williams, Senator Hart commented,
"Well, they're men of courage and forthrightness. I'm not sure that a primary helps a party. Never been convinced of that. I would hope that we wouldn't have that kind of contest."
One of 13 University of Michigan students who lost his student draft deferment after a sit-in demonstration in Ann Arbor last October has won a partial victory. 19-year-old Ronald Miller of Huntington Woods has won the right to have his lawyer present at his draft board appeal hearing. The ruling came from federal Judge Wade McCree. However, Judge McCree also ruled that the attorney, while present, will not be permitted to argue the youth's case directly. Traffic accidents on Michigan highways this weekend have taken but one life so far. A 31-year-old Ann Arbor man died last night when his car hit an abutment on I-94 in Ypsilanti Township. A 40-year-old construction supervisor died in Warren yesterday when a power line severed by a crane fell and electrocuted him. Luther Waugh barely escaped death only a month ago when he was buried in a dirt cave-in. 36-year-old Mrs. Rose Newman of Detroit was found dead last night beneath the approach ramp to the Ambassador Bridge. Police tell WKNR News they found abrasions on the woman's head and neck. Officers have taken an 18-year-old youth into custody for questioning after four young boys told of seeing a young man drag the woman into an alley. Sheriff's deputies in southwest Michigan community of Three Rivers this afternoon used dynamite to break up an ice jam on the St. Joseph River. The blockage had caused flooded basements in the city and a five-mile radius. The blast relieved much of the backed-up water. St. Joseph County Sheriff Newbert Bonk tells WKNR News the water level plummeted 18 inches after the jam was broken. A broadcast tonight said Nigeria's army chief and loyalist troops are in control of the capital, Lagos, and are moving to put down an insurrection by dissident army units. The rebels earlier had claimed to be in control of all four regions of Africa's most populous country. About 3,000 Americans are in the Nigerian area. WKNR correspondent Herb Brubaker has this report on their safety.
Though reports reaching the State Department are fragmentary, a spokesman claims there's no danger to the several thousand Americans in Nigeria. The official says communications with the African nation, where there was a military coup, are very, very poor. The department says it appears Prime Minister Sir Abubakar Balewa is under house arrest. That the coup was executed by Nigeria's junior military echelon. The British Commonwealth Conference ended just 3 days ago in Lagos, that nation's capital. Nigeria's elite 8,000-man army is outnumbered 3-1 by the police force. The State Department has no information on reasons for the coup. This is Herb Brubaker in Washington.
WKNR Time, 7:49.
As a prior serviceman, the old adage, opportunity only knocks once, does not hold true. Opportunity is knocking again. Weather Tower.
Fair and cold tonight with a low of 7 in the city and 0 in the suburbs. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cold with a high of 20. Winds northerly 10 miles, humidity 70%, WKNR temperature 13.
Keener Neighborhood Note.
The Detroit Hearing Center, a Torch Drive agency, sponsoring a free information series during February for parents of children with hearing problems. Call Fairmont 11436 for information.
Now, on Keener 13,
for music with Scott Regan.
Thank you, John.